got the road at my back. I've got the wide open sea in front of me after quite a bit of a stretch of beach. People walking dogs. Little kid was crying a moment ago because he'd had enough walking on the sand. And you may be able to hear in the distance the sound of an amusement arcade, which is most likely empty maybe, but for a few local kids who are enjoying their weekend here in Barmouth. I've taken just a brief stop, stretched my legs before heading on to my dad's farm near Harlech in Llanbedr. And today is possibly the first day since I started Twitter. It might not be, but it's the first day I remember for sure when I haven't tweeted once. Not so much in protesters taking advantage of the January the 28th protest that kind of kicked off under the hashtag Twitter censorship, which is a hell of a long hashtag when you think about it. A lot of people angry. I was momentarily frustrated more than angry because 6 years now using Twitter, and it's one of the longest, well, it is the longest running social media platform really, outside of maybe YouTube, Flickr. I can't remember how old Flickr is actually. So something had to give soon that would upset a lot of people. Is that justified? Well, I retweeted my fair share of news from different people, some saying Twitter commits social suicide, some a little bit more reserved, but everybody a little bit uncomfortable with Twitter's obvious need, or the need it feels it has to champion new areas of the world, areas which we may not necessarily agree with their principles on freedom of speech. But for them to conquer Saudi Arabia, for example, or China, they're going to have to allow censorship, is it censorship? Precisely censorship of tweets regionally. What does that mean for us? Well, having spoken to a few people that know more about this kind of stuff, who have been on the internet since before it was called the internet, people like Bill Thompson, he is, as ever, optimistic and positive about all of this, and it's always wary as ever, as we all should be wary of the huge corporate interests that reside behind these communication platforms that we've become so dependent on in many ways. For business, for one thing. For me, I'd felt like someone had taken a huge and hefty kick at a keystone holding up an archway, which my entire business model in some ways, or at least the way I work, using Twitter as a backbone, as a spine for sharing social media everywhere. I definitely felt a little bit, oh, geez, if it's really bad, then I need to start searching out alternatives. And I've been casually searching out alternatives with numerous friends for a while now, open source alternatives. I think we joined Identica ages and ages ago, before it was renamed to, before the status.net was called status.net, when it was Laconica. And I still had an account there, and I've been using that today. Interesting, not as flaky as some people remember it, but the apps need some serious work. Somebody needs to create an app. Tweetbot needs to be able to integrate Identica or status.net accounts to work within Tweetbot. It would be a fantastic bridge. Can you imagine if people were censored from certain areas with Twitter, how they could tweet through status.net or something like that, and it would fall into your normal timeline because well, we shouldn't really call it a Twitter line, timeline, your microblogging timeline, which pulled in feeds from all kinds of different channels, would show their news, their information, breaking news maybe, story of revolution, and you could then retweet it into Twitter. How long would it last? Who knows? Until the bots got hold of it. Apparently, the way that things are going to be censored is going to be very open and transparent, and it's down to everybody who uses this platform. to ensure it is very, very open and transparent. And if that's the case, if the data is there publicly, that there's no reason why some smart hacker out there couldn't then maybe create a feed of all the banned tweets, all the censored tweets, or at least all the requests from certain areas, so you can suddenly see, for example, if something was breaking in Syria and the Syrian government, who do not have a very good human rights record, say, Twitter, we would like to shut up our entire population, quell the screams, quell the protests, quell the revolution. I mean, straight away you can see why I think that is such a bad idea that Twitter should even adhere to that. And okay, yeah, the smart tweeters, the smart users of social technology out there will be able to maybe use some kind of IP hiding device, some kind of Tor, so that they could route around the blocks. But if it's not IP blocks and it is blocks on words, that's going to be very interesting how a robot could differentiate, contextualize, understand what is a legitimate tweet and what isn't. We really do need back channels, folks, more the merrier, and we need our kind of scraping RSS reading tools to be able to pull in from lots and lots of different places. Our dependency on Twitter as a microblogging platform, especially for journalists, it's certainly, I think, a weakness that needs to be resolved. And I'm really enjoying today. It's my dad's birthday today, and instead of tweeting him, because I'm determined to try and do a day without, that includes reading tweets, I'm going to see him in person, and I haven't been to Wales for months and months, and this sleepy town off season is really quite sleepy. It'd be quite depressing actually if it wasn't for the fact it's surrounded by such beautiful nature, and the people here don't seem too bothered. It for them, I guess it's the calm before the storm when the shuttered shops are suddenly open and everybody spills back in. Been using Foursquare today, been using Instagram today, been using Path today, I've been using all kinds of bits and bobs just to kind of document and update my position, my whereabouts and what I'm interested in, as I would do normally, but I've turned off the Twitter spine, the backbone to where everything goes. So is anybody going to hear this audio boo? I can't remember if it still even goes to Facebook after I was kicked off there and they said you can come back if you have some kind of dodgy page. I kind of got bored of it. So maybe if you hear it, there's no stopping you retweeting it should you find it interesting. But I'm definitely enjoying a down day. Going to be drinking a lot of wine later on, probably in celebration. And I think I'll just have to put my phone somewhere else, because you know what it's like, you forget things. So if you are tweeting today regardless, but you feel strongly about this, about what's happening, read up as much as you can so that we can keep our wits about us and keep the pressure on. Because this communication stream we've got, this access to it's an incredible publishing tool for many, but they may not feel that way if it's like some postal service saying, yes, you can send 1,000 letters, but only a certain percentage will get through. How do you feel about that? Let's say postcards, because they're publicly readable. I guess we'll understand more in the coming weeks when really smart people get to record their thoughts on this. I'm going to go and have a wander down the beach and maybe even dip my toes in the sea. Enjoy your weekend wherever you are.